Welcome to the Think Generational Wealth Podcast, and this is episode number 108. I am your host, Amir Estimo. Thank you for tuning into the podcast today. But before we start the podcast today, I would like to just go over three quick things. First of all, I always like to open each podcast episode with appreciation and gratitude. So I appreciate you taking the time to listen to this podcast. You could be doing anything in this world, but the fact that you are listening to this podcast is much appreciated. And also, thank you very much. And I appreciate it for any new subscribers to the podcast. My goal with this podcast is to help, it's to help bring and actually get the message out there when it comes to generational wealth. So for us, me being coming from a Haitian descended background, we were really not taught about financial literacy. And honestly, it's not my parents' fault. It's just that's how things, that's the cards we were dealt with. So can even be here in this country in America, come here and make whatever life that they've created here for themselves, and that they can even tell their story, their own story is impressive. So me learning about financial literacy, learning about credit card debt, learning about business and all this later on in life, I feel that there's many of us, this generation, that when I mean this, I'm talking about millennials, we're probably in the same boat too. So if you're a first time listening to this podcast, we talk about things like credit, we talk about business, we talk about and the mindset too. So you hear a lot of this on this podcast. So if you're first time. My goal is also is to, now the summer is about to end, is to, now that the summer is about to end, is to come back with the podcast now. I know I took we were on a hiatus for a while, but now that the summer is over, kids are going back to school, now I can get back to focusing on the podcast again. So that's pretty exciting. And I hope I can actually even bring some interject some new life into this podcast also. So that'll be something that we will look into in the near future, and how we can grow the podcast. And I would like to grow the podcast. And what I also like to share is I actually got my first rate. Well, I've got a 6 ratings. So looks like I had a 1-star, which is okay. And that's not an issue. But I actually got my, I got 2 comments. So I think, let me read one of them. This is from, I guess the username is 180Beauty. This was actually back in October 29, 2022. And the person says, "I'm a new listener and I've binge listened this week. There's a wealth of information, free and really great. Share. Thank you." And that actually, that felt good to get that. And honestly, even the 1-star felt good too, to be real candid, because that just, hey, that's just someone's opinion, right? So I'm okay with that. But I wanted to let you guys know about my first comment. And the other one was from Mr. Think Wealth, very informative. This was a year ago. Great podcast. So this was Apple. So I appreciate it again. Whoever you are, 180Beauty. And now let's jump into the content. So today's podcast episode is really coming off basically what they say in Spanish, la cabeza, speaking of your head, right? This is coming from my head. This is basically off the boat. And what I mean by that is I wanted to talk about comfort zone and my experience with comfort zone. And hopefully anybody who listens to this podcast can maybe relate to this too. Not sure. But let me tell you why you should be out of your comfort zone. Now, if you, again, first time listener, I would like to share this story with you. How did I get here? So basically how I got here was I used to be into the retail. I was a retail manager for 10 years. And I was a And it was a, I actually grew with this company. I'm not going to say this company's name, but I actually grew with this company And when I came in, I would say, what, 22? So when I left the company, I left 10 years later. So I'm probably dating myself. So I'm probably dating myself here. So, anyways, as I left the company, I went and actually, it was someone I was working with. They used to always just be missing shift because I was a manager. And then finally, I said, "Hey, what's going on, such and such? Why are you missing shift?" So, he was a police officer in downtown, and he was studying IT at night. So that's why he was so tired, because I give this guy a lot of credit. This guy used to get off work at night, then he would come to work for being a police officer, and then he would come to work, literally be working from 6 to 3, probably go back home. He'd get off at sometimes at 11, like depending on what time he got there, and eyes bloodshot. It was crazy. And I knew he couldn't keep up with it, so eventually he quit. But before he quit, he shared some information with me about this IT school. And I should put a plug for them. Their name is Calaveri School of Data Analytics. So if any of you guys ever want to check them out, you can take them online. They're a really great school. They're the one who got my IT career going. So as I took this course, I made a decision after 10 years. My wife at the time didn't know I was going to make this decision. I called her one day after quitting. I just was in prison. I was just tired of the job. I was just tired. I moved from Florida to Texas, and then as I got here, I didn't want to be in the same position I was when I was in Florida. So I wanted to grow when I was in Texas. And I said, you know what, if I'm not at least into the corporate structure of the company and let's say 2 years, I'm out of here. I had a 2-year plan. It's funny for me is when I make plans on things, if I say, hey, 2 years from now I want to do this, it usually happens because I put my mind to it. So I left the company after 10 years. I didn't work for a solid year. I was just studying IT. And then let me tell you where comfort zone really helps when you get out of your comfort zone. So I made that decision to leave a retail company after being there for 10 years. And then I was going into a whole completely new field that I had known nothing about. Now, I can say, however, ahora, so I can say, because of my college, I did not graduate. I did not leave with a college degree. I went and accrued a lot of student loan debt. And if you're new to this episode, you could check out episode 107 recently. And I think there's episode, I'm not 100% sure, but it may be episode 85. But you can search for student loan and I should probably pop up. And you can listen to those two episodes. For me was leaving that and now going into IT, that was very intimidating. But let me tell you what comfort zone did for me. So what it did for me was it made me get out of my element. So I went from being in retail, and then now I have to go to interviews. And let me tell you something. I went to 30 interviews. There was one time I interviewed for this company. The interview was so terrible, I was sweating bullet. I was literally sweating. I was drenching in sweat. I don't know why, but before I came into this interview, I was so nervous because I was starting to get frustrated. So it carried over into the interview. So when I went into the interview, and then the interview just was terrible. I mean, me and the guy, we're looking at each other like, you know, you're not getting this job. It was just, you can reading his mind. And I'm like, I know that. But it was, and I went back in my car and I started crying. I literally just started crying. And I don't know what your faith is, but I consider myself spiritual and I believe in God. I just started talking to God. I was like, man, what are you doing here? You see me, and here I am in the midst of this. In the midst of this, I think it was then that happened, but I think my wife's car, she got ruined. And here I am, and then my wife had a, yes, it was her car, because my wife had a blue Honda Civic, and that car just completely failed on us. And here I am, I had an Altima, and so here we are. Good thing is I think I only had my car, that was it, and my wife had a little blue car, so we had to get a new car because she got pregnant. My daughter was born, and to me, sometimes in life, you don't think of things, and you're like, man, I didn't go to start working 3 months after my daughter was born, but those were the most pivotal 3 months, and I was ecstatic. Looking back at that, I was ecstatic because there's people in positions, they have a kid and they got to go right back to work. I didn't go back to work 3 months later. And when I mean 3 months later, I was working. I ended up finding an IT job after they ended up getting the interview. I'm passing one interview, 30 interviews, folks. One interview, I'm sweating bullets. Yeah, and whatnot. No pun intended, please. So then after that happened, I said to myself, okay, did I end up getting an IT job? But I ended up getting let go because I didn't perform very well. I didn't establish, I still had some of that retail mindset, and I was so intimidated because I was just forgetting small things, just small things. So I ended up getting that. I was a contractor for a company, for medical company, and I think because I this male because I don't think I liked the job anyways too. Looking back at it, I don't think I liked the job. I end up getting the I work for this company as a contractor, I think for like 3 months, and then this happened in Labor Day. It was Labor Day weekend, and then I get a call from my recruiter. And he said, hey, do you know? He said, just wanted to share with you. Unfortunately, I got a call from the manager and they said they no longer want you to come back. It was the toughest news because then I had to turn around and tell my wife that. The reason I'm saying this is I found out a lot about myself during that time. And it was because I knew you had to get out of your comfort zone. You gotta get out of that because otherwise you're never going to grow. And the reason I'm talking about comfort zone, and when I had to tell my wife that story, I had to tell her, hey, I just gotta let go. And and she is a month later, we have our daughter. I spent 3 months, the last 3 months of my wife's pregnancy, home with her, even until my daughter was born. My daughter was born in October. I think I ended up finding the job a month later. So, and I'm sharing this story, folks, is because there's a lot of us out there who are afraid to be uncomfortable. And you're not going to ever grow if you just remain in that box. And I'll share this. The other day, I was having a conversation with my daughter, and we were just talking about for herself. For herself, it would be probably best if she maybe even took a year away from school. And when I mean a year away, not to be sitting around doing nothing, but maybe get out of there and go travel for a little bit. Because I think, and I'm just speaking maybe just from what I see, is the generation behind us, they don't have that level of understanding of really about life. There's a lot of stuff once you can experience, which would help her get out of her comfort zone. There's certain things you gotta do. I remember I went skydiving 3 times. So I had to get out of my, because I was afraid of heights. I was afraid of heights. You know the funny thing? I will be scared to be in a, I feel like I'm claustrophobic. And what I mean, I don't like close places. And if it's high, it's like, oh my gosh. But if I'm in the sky or something, it doesn't bother me. So, but when I thought about that, and I shared this, folks, is because I know there's a lot of us out there that's afraid to get out of our comfort zone. We are afraid to get out of it because we're afraid to grow. We're afraid to find out. We're afraid to find out what's something we may end up liking. And I'm not talking about going do some, getting out of your comfort zone, doing something that's illegal or anything to that nature. What I'm referring to is maybe it's you starting a business. Maybe it's you learning a new skill. Maybe it's you taking that public speaking course. I currently, I'm in Toastmasters. I'm a member of Toastmasters. And that's a public speaking organization. Because I feel it will help me to become a better speaker, and also to help to hopefully on the podcast to be a better speaker on the podcast too. That's one of the biggest fears in the world is public speaking. Maybe that's what you need to do to get out of your comfort zone. Maybe it's you starting that podcast that you've been just putting maybe just stop with the maybes and just get to it. Because one thing is we all have in common in this world. None of us, if anything, you didn't like someone. Let's say you couldn't stand this person. I'm not saying that's you, but I'm just saying if you couldn't stand this person, and let's say that you guys didn't have nothing in common. Yeah, you do. You guys have time, meaning you guys have the same amount of time that I do. The rich, the poor, the middle, the low caste, black, white, Hispanics, whatever, we all have one thing in common is time. And we all have the same time in the day. It just, some of us, time will be shorter than others. Right? The minute you were born, your quicksand started to go down. That makes sense. I was listening to the book, The Millionaire Fastlane. I think his name is J.D. DeMarco or something. I may not have got the name right, but. And he said that. There was a chapter he was talking about where he said, the minute you're born, MJ DeMarco, so sorry, MJ DeMarco, the minute you were born, your life is like a quicksand. And then once that sin is empty, that's when your life is over. And we all have that same time. And for us, when it comes to us and what we want to do, some of us are afraid to get out of our comfort zone because we're afraid to find out the other side. But you will never grow if you don't get out of your comfort zone. When I left that job and went into the IT industry, I had to get out of my comfort zone. Even now, starting a business, you got to get out of your comfort zone. So if you don't get out of your comfort zone, then how will you grow? So whatever skill, whatever you are afraid to start, you got to get out of your comfort zone. And if you don't get out of your comfort zone, how will you grow? And the reason I'm talking about this is because there's a lot of us out there right now that are going to have to get out of our comfort zone because the student loans are coming up here and they're coming due. There's no more, hey, here's another pause, folks. It's coming. And we've had the luxury to relax for a few years. And now, it's time, it's coming up. And if we don't prepare for that, and that could be us needing to get out of our comfort zone. And when I mean get out of our comfort zone, that means go start your own business, start a podcast, What is holding you back from getting out of your comfort zone? And you have to figure that out. And once you figure it out, you have to say, you know what? Instead of staying in this comfort zone, here's the reasons why I should. Not maybe or probably. Don't use those words. Say, I will. Not I should. I will. You say will, that means you will have done it or will. If you say will, that means you're going to do it. And you have to believe that you've done it. And I'm sharing this message today, folks, is because, and the reason I wanted to share the story, because I don't know if we have new listeners on the podcast. And I felt that it's very imperative that we understand we're in August, and we got 4, maybe 5 months left of year 2023, and a lot can change in 5 years. I mean, not 5 years, 5 years, right? A lot can change in 5 months. Okay? So thank you for tuning into the podcast if you listen to it. And please, I would like to say, subscribe to the podcast if you enjoy the content. Share this podcast. The goal of this podcast is to drop now from every Wednesday at 3 p.m. So I'm doing 3 p.m. and the only reason is I want to try something different. So if you get a chance, you can listen to this podcast every Wednesday at 3 p.m. We will be dropping. And I think I'm gonna get back to my series of podcasts. I used to do one on Thursdays, which was Motivational Thursday. Hopefully, you know, it's towards the end of the week and you can get, if there's something you've been putting off, then that Motivational Thursday would be a great time. So I think I might bring that back. I'm not 100% sure, especially if the schedule permits it. So I will definitely think about bringing that back. So that would be Thursdays. You begin the Motivational Thursday concept. So again, I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Thank you very much. And for the word of the day, I wanted to share with you guys is, I wanted to share, say, business. So in Creole, same thing, we say business. We in English will say business, but we say business. In Spanish is negocio. Okay, so Spanish means business. Okay. So the reason that's what I'm saying, we can be out there, and that's probably what it's going to take. You want to start that business, gotta get out of your comfort zone. Until next week, much love. Peace.